Today's devotional, A Heart Like David's. The scripture we're going to use is Psalms 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. The life of David is a tapestry woven with threads of triumph and tragedy, faith and failure, courage and compromise. Yet amidst the complexities of his journey, one thread remains constant, and that is his heart for God. David's story begins not with a crown upon his head, but with a sling in his hand as he bravely faced Goliath. His unwavering trust in God's strength propelled him forward, reminding us that the battles we face are not ours alone to fight. Yet David's life was not without its share of stumbles. His affair with Bathsheba stands as a poignant reminder of the frailty of human nature. And yet, even in his darkest hour, David's repentance teaches us the power of humility before God. Psalm 51 echoes his cry for forgiveness, a plea that resonates with every soul longing for restoration. David's journey is marked by a pursuit of God's heart. From the shepherd's field to the throne room, his passion for God remained undiminished. His songs of praise and lament fill the pages of Scripture. Today we use it as a means of expressing our joy and even moments of sadness. It is a testament to his intimate relationship with the Almighty. In Psalms 139, David marvels at the depths of God's knowledge of him, acknowledging that he is fearfully and wonderfully made, which means we are as well. This psalm reminds us that we too are known and loved by a God whose thoughts toward us are countless as the sand on the seashore. As we reflect on the life of David, may we be inspired to seek after God with all of our hearts. May we, like David, pray for God to create in us a clean heart and renew our steadfast spirits within us. And may we remember that our journey, like David's, is ultimately one of grace, redemption, and the relentless pursuit of the one who holds our hearts in his hands. Lord, I thank you for David, but even more importantly, Lord, I thank you for all those in between David and myself. Lord, there are so many people who desire to serve you, to love you, to bless you, but have obstacles in the way, things that become those barriers of connection. But today, Lord, I ask that from you to us, that you would break down those barriers. Because on our side to you, Father, we continually put those obstacles there. We're fearful, but don't realize, my God, that if we position ourselves, then we will receive the fullness of your love, and your love that conquers all will reach us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Let this day be a testament of that area called the heart of David. We love you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Enjoy your day.